Hi there, this is a very quick demo to talk about how you enable the Recognize with Seeing AI share sheet option. Sorry about the noise in the background. There's TV on and stuff, and it's just a quick informal demo, so don't tell anyone. Okay, so I've got a photo up in front of me.
Share button.
I'm going to hit the share button. I'm in WhatsApp, by the way. Your share sheet will probably look a little different than mine. I'm going into the share sheet now.
Alert. Save button. Forward button. Share button.
Go to the share option.
Peter family. Back button. Airdrop recipient. No one found yet. Kirsten. Airdrop recipient.
That's my wife. Now, there's a whole load of stuff in here. And you're going to go through this, and you're going to not see Seeing AI by default, and you want that. So I'm going to show you how to set it up. So I'm just going to show you what's in the share sheet, so you know the kind of things that you would see in here.
WhatsApp, Twitter, message, mail, messenger, Facebook, save PDF, iCloud photo, forward one image, copy to audio memo, copy to B square beta, copy to blind, copy to D, copy to drop, copy to more, recognize with Seeing AI button, draggable.
See, that's in mine. But what you're going to find is that there are two more buttons. And it's not the first more button you want, it's the second one. I don't know why there are so many options in here, but there are tons and tons. And I don't understand why. So the next option, let's assume it wasn't in here. You keep going down beyond the first more button, and you'd see yet more options.
Save image, assign to copy, print button, run workflow, save to Dropbox, save to file, create watch face, more button, cancel button.
Is that enough options for you? Okay, so before the cancel,
create watch face, button, more
was
button.
Okay, there it is, more button.
More, activities, heading.
Then we have this activities, and then you have a
done button. Recognize with Seeing AI, switch button, on.
And then, it, as you say, the order might be different on your systems than mine, but this recognize with Seeing AI, and it's an on or off button.
Recognize with Seeing AI, switch button, on.
If it's off, you won't see it.
Reorder recognize with Seeing AI button. Draggable.
And then you have this draggable control. Now I've dragged mine to the top of that list of mores.
Instagram now. Rhys Jackson music. Acuity.
Sorry about that. And when you do that, it's still far down the list. As you heard, mine was really still far down the list. But it's the top of where I could get it with the current options. Now what I might have to do after this is actually turn off some of these things.
Print, reorder, print, button, blue circle, switch button, off.
See, there's a lot of stuff in here as well.
Run workflow, save to Dropbox, save to DS, save to files, create watch face, cancel, button.
So you drag it by finding the option that you want and double tapping and holding and then sliding your finger up the screen if you're used to dragging, and then it'll be there. And I'll go and show you what this option might look like on a photo.
Cancel,
so I'll hit cancel because I've already got it in the list.
Photo from +447957, share, button.
I go back into the share, I've got to go back into it now, so share.
Alert. Save, forward, share, button.
Share. I'm going to run my finger
Peter
down
family,
the left-hand side
button,
of the
cancel,
screen.
Button, airdrop, kit, WhatsApp, button, recognize with Seeing AI, button, drag, recognize with Seeing AI, button, draggable.
Double tap.
Processing. Hide description, button.
It's thinking about it.
Person, two people detected. 12-year-old girl with blonde hair looking happy. 32-year-old man with black hair looking happy.
Great.
Scene, a woman who is smiling and looking at the camera.
So that's the scene, when I swipe left one time.
Scene, a woman who, person, two people detected. 12-year-old girl with blonde hair looking happy. 32-year-old man with black hair looking happy.
And that's that.
Close button.
And then there's a close button. And this differs depending on if there's text in the photo or anything like that. So I hope that helps you to find where this button is. It's not obvious. And sorry, this demo is so very poor. But I hope it will at least help you out a little bit. Thank you.